Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Hello, everyone. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. It is a great pleasure to be with you. And, gee whiz, you know, I'm an optimist. I'm always an optimist. But I'll tell you, there's some bad policies developing in Washington, D.C., on the economic front for sure, and other fronts as well. So we're going to talk about it today. More taxes, more spending, more recession, more inflation. I really don't like talking about these kinds of things because I'm me, and I love America, and I know how to fix this, but at the moment, I am not in charge, and my friends are not in charge either. So I say hello to everybody on a beautiful day today. By the way, join us during the week as we try to walk with and discuss all these silly things going on in Washington. But the name of the show is Kudlow. It's on Fox Business. That's our network. And by the way, here for this show, you can live stream us. WABCRadio.com or just LarryKudlowShow.com. Live stream us on the internet all around the country, all around the world, and throughout the solar system. So, look, all common sense, all economic common sense been thrown out the window just in the last week. Things happening that shouldn't happen. But we have, first of all, this $280 billion bill. It's called CHIPS Plus. It's about bailing out the semiconductor industry, which doesn't need bailing out and doesn't need subsidies. Now, look, I know there's a national security issue here to protect American technology and innovation so we can maintain our lead in semiconductors, right? Chips are everything. Chips are inside everything. I get that. But we didn't need a $284 billion pork barrel corporate welfare log rolling pork barreling bill. We didn't need it. We didn't need it at all. They should have just cut tax rates, make America the most hospitable investment destination in the world. That's the way we should have played this. But instead, all these states, you know, senators getting money for their states, and now the government, and the government's going to have strings. It's got to be a union shop, Davis-Bacon law wages, which will make everything more expensive. There'll be social justice provisions. There'll be slush funds for the energy department. Think Solyndra to the 10th power or the 20th power or the 50th power. Slush funds for the Energy Department, the Commerce Department, the Transportation Department. And by the way, the chip industry is very, very healthy, very profitable. $250 billion of private capital investment. We don't need the government. The private markets are doing it. And if you're going to, you know, you want to help, we should be helping all American industries. Semiconductors, yes, but we should be helping all manufacturing. We should be helping fossil fuels. We should be helping services. Keep tax rates low. That's what they should have done. The Republicans, I don't know, 18 Republicans voted for this monstrosity. And then comes the Manchin-Schumer reconciliation bill, which is just another form of Build Back Better. And this one has, I mean, you just got to hear this, $740 billion in higher tax revenues. Okay? $740 billion. I'm getting my spreadsheet out here. $313 billion for a 15% corporate minimum tax. Then there's drug price controls, which are going to cost you $288 billion. Then there's IRS tax enforcement. This is as phony as a $3 bill. They're going to put in 80,000 more IRS agents, and supposedly that's going to raise $124 billion for people who cheat on their tax forms. That's kind of nonsense. $14 billion for the carried interest. It's just awful. $433 billion on new spending. And it is predominantly Green New Deal climate change, okay? But on top of that, the extension, more subsidies for Obamacare, which is a very unpopular. I mean, these are middle class, you know, people making up to, I don't know, $300,000-$400,000 a year. $400,000 a year are going to get subsidies, which just means the insurance companies are going to jack up their prices. That's all. That's all. That's this whole game. So you take the $433 billion from the Manchin-Schumer bill and you tack on the $284 billion from the CHIPS bill, and you got yourself $870 billion of new spending. Oh, by the way, this Obamacare extension, subsidies extension, that scored poorly. They, you know, this is just a blue smoke and mirrors. They put in $64 billion for that just because for 3 years, but it's actually over 10 years how it's going to be scored. It's $220 billion. So all I'm saying is this. We are in a recession. We got the numbers this week. The second quarter was negative. Let me get my sheets back here. Second quarter was negative. The first quarter was negative. Right? Second quarter minus 0.9%. The first quarter minus 1.6%. So the first half of the year, the economy contracted. You know, call it 1.5% in round numbers. And the inflation rate, 9%. Two straight GDP quarters is a recession. I don't care what the Bidens say or Jay Powell says. There has not been, since World War II, any time, or let me say every time, we got two straight negative GDP quarters, we went into a recession. So I don't care about the semantics. That's the deal. And the inflation rate is running about 9%. Okay? So what do? They jack up spending, as I said, by 850-some-odd billion dollars. And they jack up taxes by $740 billion. The tax hikes will deepen the recession. Make no mistake about that. And the additional spending will boost inflation. This is exactly what we do not want. And it is exactly what we do not need. And it throws all common sense out the window. I mean, you just know you don't jack up taxes in a recession. And it's going to be very damaging. We'll talk more about this tax hike, but the so-called 15% minimum corporate tax will damage business investment, damage wages, damage productivity. Ironically, for Manchin, the coal industry will be about the hardest hit. West Virginia. Joe Manchin threw in, broke my heart. We're not going steady anymore. I'm giving him my fraternity ring. Ha ha, that's a joke, but you get my gist. He disappointed everybody. And Kyrsten Sinema, Senator Sinema, who has also been strong in stopping these Build Back Better, nonsensical, hyperactive, woke Green New Deal ideas. I think she's going to go along with it. I hope she doesn't, but I think she will. And that means, you know, in the next week or two, we're going to get a monstrosity of a bill that's going to damage the economy. That's all that's happening here. So we'll talk about this over the course of the show. We've got a lot of great guests today and try to piece it together for you. But that's the overview. It's not good. And I will say one more point here before we take a quick break. You know, conservatives believe in limited government, not hyperactive government, not government that is on a binge of regulatory, central planning, the administrative state. That's expanded government. That's big government socialism. That's a bunch of central planners and unelected bureaucrats who are trying to call the shots on energy and the Green New Deal and ending fossil fuels, things like that. Also calling the shots, a war against businesses, a war against profits, a war against successful earners, a war against the wealthy. That's big government socialism. Conservatives like myself, and I hope many of our listeners, we are for limited government. Limited government. We're for free market capitalism, not big government socialism. And unfortunately, these bills that passed, or the one bill, the CHIPS bill passed, the reconciliation bill will probably pass, these are the direct opposite of the philosophy of limited government. And that's the body blow here. And that's the cause of the recession. And that's the cause of the inflation. In 18 months, the Bidens have brought down the entire economy, which was so strong and healthy. 6% growth, less than 2% inflation. That was the legacy of Donald Trump. That was 18 months ago. Look what they've done. It's not an easy thing to do, by the way. But all these woke economics, all this modern monetary theory, all this big government socialism has temporarily inflicted big damage on our country. Not to speak of the border problem, not to speak of the crime problem, not to speak of the parents in the schools education problem and all the crazy cancel culture, cancel history ideas. We want limited government. We want small government. We want a healthy private sector. We want free private enterprise. I don't want government spending and directing and planning and telling us what to do and chasing us around for the last tax dollar. That's the problem here. No darn common sense left. Republicans got mangled in the last week or two.